Nate and Abby are heading to Indonesia to serve God, to share God's word with these people. And they're going, first of all, to learn the language and to actually be able to help communicate with people. And learning a new language, I don't know if you've ever tried, it's a difficult task. And it's something that's not easily done. And they are going to need lots of prayers as they go and just start that process before they go out into the tribe to learn a whole different language, to then ultimately share the gospel, translate scripture into their language for them. And what we'd like to do as a tradition here is we send off our missionaries, as we have them come stand in the middle of the aisle here, and we ask for the elders and the missions team and the whole congregation to gather around and lay hands on them as we pray for them. So, Nate and Abby, as we send you off today, we want to join you, uniting in prayer for you. And so if missions team and elders would come and lay hands, and the rest of the congregation, would you stand and surround them? I'm going to ask Pastor John to come up and pray for this precious couple.
You know, I was going to pray for them, and I will, but I'm going to ask Jim Lildergan to kick it off. And he's had such an impact in our church and missions, and I'd like Jim to pray, and I'll close this. All right, Jim?
Let's pray together. Lord, we are amazed at your grace and your glory. We're amazed that you can raise up people from our congregation to go out and serve as missionaries. It's not an easy task. There's a lot of sacrifice. But you've called Nathan and Abby to this task for the rest of their lives, to impact people who've never met a white person, who've never heard the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of their dedication, we are hoping and praying and seeing the potential of hundreds of people coming to know you, not only to know you, God, but to worship you. And we thank you for this couple. Bless them. Bless them on this flight. Bless them in their language learning. Bless them as they pick team members to join them as they go to the tribe. We pray for their safety. We pray that you'll make a way for them in a tremendous way. Miracles would take place. And we'll hear reports back from the field, from the tribe, that hundreds of people are coming to know you. And out of this tribe will come missionaries to other tribes and other countries. And maybe someday one of those missionaries will come back here and tell us, with Nathan and Abby, how you led them to yourself. You are incredible, God. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. There's nothing that you can't do through a couple, through a person who's totally dedicated to you and committed for your glory. Life is short. Eternity is long. What can we do in this life to make a difference? And Nathan and Abby are going to make a difference and have made a difference. We dedicate them, we commission them from this church for the glory of God. We pray this in Jesus' name.
And Lord, we know that they don't go alone. And so with our hands raised on their shoulders and our hands lifted up to heaven, we as a church send them. We will pray for them. Lord, we commit to stand with them through the good times, the bad times, the hard times, the joyful times. And I would like, as they're in their ears right now, all over this congregation, right now, out loud, you offer a prayer for Nate and Abby to the Lord. Let's say it together, then I'll close us with an amen. Pray for them right now, out loud, all of you. Go. Lord, our voices have been lifted up to you on behalf of Nate and Abby. We now send them with our love. Give them your hope and sustain their faith. In Jesus' name, amen.